producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Wednesday, my friends. Hump Day is upon us. It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here, and we're raring to go for another hour to find out what is on your mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour. It's Wednesday, after all. And we'll have the talk radio town hall. There's hardly anything going on in Washington, so that'll be the most boring hour of radio ever, because there's nothing happening. It's just like crickets out there. Just, you know. Yeah, right. We have all this palace intrigue going on over the speaker, and Paul Ryan has said, I'll do it, but... And then, of course, we have Hillary Clinton and the Benghazi hearings tomorrow. Yeah, crickets. Nothing going on. Nothing. There's a dual meaning when you hear the crickets. Nothing happening wherever we're talking about, and also that we have room for you on the phones. We have six lines, and when all six lines are lit up, you know what we do? Boom, 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 boom. Go one right to the next. So you can call us at 800-228-0550 right now and tell us what's on your mind. Because crickets means we have the space for you.
Could also mean we're doing the show outside and,
it could mean that,
grass,
yeah,
or something. It doesn't mean that today, but it could.
Doesn't mean that today. No, I'd be a little chilly for that today, but, just to be there the whole 2 hours. I mean, it's not bad. I'm not going to complain. We've had
those crickets keep warm out there when it's this cold.
I haven't decided whether the best view in Bismarck is from the National Center of Energy Excellence at Bismarck State College. Have you been up on that third floor, fourth floor? Is it the top?
I haven't gotten up there yet, but I bet it's fantastic. And, of course, on the hill at U. Mary,
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, to me, it's always been the U. Mary Hill. Now, I had people last night. I was actually talking to Beth Stengem about this in an event last night. The Ruth Meyers House had a fundraiser, neat event last night. The Kathleen Wrigley, wife of Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, was the keynote speaker, just talking about overcoming adversity. Obviously, an organization that provides for the homeless.
And in case you guys are wondering who's higher in society, me or Scott, it's Scott. I didn't even know this happened. So.
Oh, didn't you?
I don't get invited to that kind of stuff.
Your buddy Dale Wetzel was there. I didn't even get a chance to say him. I saw him from across the room, but it was great fun. The gang from Choice Financial was there. They invited me, actually. So thanks to Tim Karski and the crew from Choice Financial for the invite. I enjoyed it. Great time. And to leave a little bit early, unfortunately, because of... it doesn't matter. But anyway, it was the conversation that that Beth and I were having. This view is absolutely beautiful. This is the best. And others were saying as well. Look at that view. You don't get any better view than that. I said, well, have you been up to U. Mary, like the Harold Schaefer Leadership Center there? You get in there, or the Donaldson School of Business. And I think the answer is they're both darn good, is what it is. The BSC view is a little closer to the river, a little further down. Where at U. Mary, you're a little more up and elevated. But great event yesterday for their North Dakota leadership event. I tell you, I could go to one of those a month, and I know they're debating now, do we do this every 6 months, once a year, whatever, but they're really, really good. And Dr. Mark Hagerot, the chancellor of the university system, gave a great talk on cybersecurity, and it was really good. Scary in some senses to know the threats out there, but also just packed with opportunities for the character that is in every corner of our great state and region. And so I took it as a positive of, hey, here's some things to do. So anyway, Jim in Williston is first up here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. When you call, by the way, one, to leave us a message if you want to just get something off your chest or ask a question or a comment. Two, to chat with us live on the air either way. You can also text Todd. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline extends to many places. And you can text 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Three things on my mind really quick. One, have you heard about this spill near White Earth? It is a well owned by Oasis Petroleum. It's a large oil and brine spill up there. And, it was a... reported, rather extensively over the last number of days. It's been in the news. We've heard about the story, but I actually wanted to get to this yesterday, but didn't have a chance to. But it's on my mind today because we have more data from the North Dakota Department of Health. 99.9% of the contamination stayed on the well pad. 99.9%. So here's something I just can't understand, I really need the help from listeners on this, but why is it that critics of oil and gas development, I don't know if they don't like fossil fuels or if they just don't like the industry or what their deal is, they're environmentalists, I'm not going to say they're not well-intentioned people, whatever, they have an opinion, that's fine, but they immediately pounce on all the bad. See, this is terrible, this is awful, why aren't you talking about this? And in the end, when the facts come out, 99.9% of the contamination stayed on the well pad. None of us want something like that to happen, but when it does, we want to fix it. And so in this case, the 0.1% that needs to be fixed is fixed at a pretty significant cost. Nobody wants this. But here's my big question is, why do the critics rush to say, aha, gotcha? Is that just the nature of a critic? Is it a little different in the regard of, when it comes to... I guess when you politically don't like a particular energy source or industry, that you can then use this. I don't know. I don't understand. Second thought on my mind today. Carson Wentz. Oh, man. This is like a kick in the gut.
Yep.
Now, what else do you say, right? And it's not about wins and losses for the Bison. It's not about, it is, and it'll be tough, but I just think of that young man who's just had this stellar career and all this attention on him right now related to the draft, and he gets a terrible wrist injury that is not an easy heal, and 5 to 6 weeks, and there's hardly any of this, look what's left in the season. It's just, So I just had to say, I don't know what to say other than I'm feeling for him. I know he'll be fine, but this is kind of a... But it's not kind of. It is a really tough deal. And then we'll talk more about this next hour, but the whole Paul Ryan thing is on my mind today because Paul Ryan's essentially saying, I'll lead, but I'm only going to do it if we're all going to be on the same team. I don't think that's an unreasonable request, given what's happened within the Republican Party over the last little while. I really don't. And I think, look, if you're going to lead any team, you want to say, look, you may agree or you may disagree, but be part of the team, right? So I think what Paul Ryan's doing here makes some sense. Just a couple of thoughts on a couple of issues in the news. Now you get to tell me what's on your mind as we head to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, where today the Big Flavor Tour from Cloverdale will be at Dan's Supermarket in Bismarck, North 11th Street location, their north location from 2 until 7. Handing out some cheddar brats and tangy summer sausage and stock up on all the goodies at Dan's Supermarkets or Family Fair stores in North Dakota. Big week for Cloverdale. Jim in Williston, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I was driving down the highway the other day, and I think I have a possible solution to the problem with the logo for UND. The logo that we've presently got, or had, shows the Fighting Sioux warrior with the feathers. And we don't necessarily have to put that anywhere back into a logo, but... If it's the Sun Dogs or the Dakotas or whatever other name that was there to be chosen, when that logo was created by an artist or whoever, if they could subtly and very subtly put a teepee in that logo, and the teepee would represent our ancestral indigenous personnel that lived in this state before the state was founded, and... If somebody asks us why the teepee's in there, it's to represent that. That's what we say on the outside. On the inside, we can say, that's the home of the Fighting Sioux.
It's an interesting idea that would bring a whole bunch of controversy, of course, because the controversy comes back to that logo and that beautiful work by Ben Breen of depicting a Sioux warrior with the feathers and what it represented. You're saying whatever name they pick, so if it's Nodax, put the TP in the logo. If it's Sundogs, put the TP in the logo. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, interesting. And I you know, I think it's a good idea because I can tell, Jim, you're well-intentioned with it. You know, you're saying let's recognize, you know, the original indigenous people to North Dakota. Let's honor them that way. But I guarantee you there is a professor somewhere listening right now going, oh, that racist Jim wants to put a teepee on the logo. He hates Indians. They're saying that right now, Jim, you realize.
Yep.
Because what you're saying is every Native American needs to be in a teepee. That's what you just said to them.
I've never said anything that everybody always agreed to.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you just have to live your life that way, right?
Absolutely.
But he's honest.
Exactly right. Well, let's see if others agree on the teepee idea. I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it has a chance of between 0.000001 and 0.00003% chance of happening, but it's a fine idea, Jim. Nonetheless, I appreciate your call. Call again. Quick break. Back to more of What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, reducing soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local County Extension agent for more information about this soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Ann Carlson Center exists to make the world a more inclusive place, where independence is a gift to all. Born without forearms and lower legs, Dr. Ann Carlson's life story is an inspiration for anyone who's ever had a physical disability or known someone with a physical impairment. For nearly 75 years, the Ann Carlson Center has provided life-changing programs and services for kids and adults with disabilities throughout the state of North Dakota. When reviewing your end-of-year donations, please consider a donation to an organization that is dedicated to nurturing abilities and changing lives, where nearly 90 cents of every dollar goes directly to their services, directly benefiting families in your community. Help honor those who have triumphed over their own handicaps and developmental delays to live inspiring, rewarding lives right here in North Dakota. Donate today at anncarlson.org. AnnCarlson.org. You'll be glad you did.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The North Dakota Petroleum Council brings you Wednesday edition, Hour 1. What's on your mind? NorthDakotaOilCan.com is a great resource if you're looking to find out more about the career opportunities in the oil industry, about an industry helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth, and to find out more. Check it out. What's this crazy fracking thing now they're trying to say that the latest. I really honestly don't pay attention to a lot of these scare tactic games. I like the guy from, you know, HBO, Mr. Oliver, and the latest. But I saw some things about the fracking. You know what I'm talking about, Todd? About the scare tactics on the fracking side. You don't?
Uh-uh. I don't listen to bullies.
That's a good term for them, actually. That's a really good term for them.
It's one of those things I learned growing up in inner city Minneapolis on Lake Street. And you stop listening to bullies at some point.
Yeah. I mean, there's Blood and Oil out there, which is a goofy one. There's that John Oliver deal out there. And it's, you know, it's noise. But
the sad thing about John is he's got some good, funny stand-up comedy. But just like so many of those guys, when they start getting out of their element and...
Now, if you think we should be doing more, you know, you could actually, I asked on the air, should we get John Oliver on the air? We could.
We should. Very absolutely people, should.
I know, but not many people thought we should.
Would he have the guts? That's the question.
If you have, you know, particular examples that you think are worthy of getting a response, I'm happy to put our team on it and find folks. We'll get them on. But I have to tell you, I am vastly more happy when I'm talking to somebody from North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, you know, Montana, you know, just, I really am. But we'll go find them if you want to. I guess the National Geographic Channel, Say Anything Blog got something on this, Rob Ford ended up. The National Geographic Channel sent a film team to Williston to produce an episode of their Underworld, Inc. It's a show called Fracking Hell. And it depicted a story of North Dakotans, you know, just being prisoners to the oil boom. And the Williston Herald dug into this. The filmmakers apparently weren't all that concerned about accuracy. There's a big point. And they had some footage shot outside a bar.
Scott, you know the adage, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
I know. And evidently the film had all these claims that there was a bunch of violence. Williston police officers seen in the shot were there to visit with bar patrons who were outside, not break up a fight. They lied about it. So, again, if you see something you think needs a fact check, and this one clearly does, we're happy to do it, or do you think it's better just ignoring it? What I was getting at there is if you go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, you get the facts. If you go to VoicesOfWatford.com, you get the facts from people that live there, that know the industry, and it's a better way to go. Back to the phones here at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Richard is on the road. What's on your mind, Richard?
Hey, I remember hearing last week, I believe it was, that you interviewed Senator Heidekamp.
I did. Yeah, I lose track of weeks, but it was at the Bismarck State College Empower ND Energy event. I think it was last Tuesday, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
Great.
Say, what I was wondering about was I just heard the reports on that Sanctuary City vote, which seems to have went right along party line. And I was wondering if you ever got a chance to talk to her about that. And I believe North Dakota does have a sanctuary city in it. And I was wondering if you had any opinions on that or...
Yeah, I don't think we have a sanctuary city. There were some erroneous reports that North Dakota's prison system was allowing criminals to be here. It wasn't true. It was wrong. And something that came out, we cleared that up right away with the prison officials. So uh-huh. I'm guessing that's what you're referring to. As far as Senator Heitkamp, that topic didn't come up when we visited with her, but a similar one did because, you know, Senator Hoeven is making the case the way we stop a lot of bad stuff that the Obama administration wants to do right now is by the appropriations process. We can use that to defund it. And Senator Heitkamp is joining the people that are filibustering, preventing that from coming to the floor. So, in effect, she's standing in the way of stopping a lot of bad stuff that's happening at the EPA. Now, I asked her about it, and she said she prefers a different strategy. So she's trying to play nice, basically, with the Obama administration and get what she wants a different way. And she said specifically to the crude export ban being lifted that, you know, the administration doesn't oppose it necessarily. They just want some stuff for it. So she's busy trying to get them some stuff and broker deals. So I think that's why she decides to play nice rather than join. Now, I would imagine the same argument would be on the Sanctuary City thing. So I don't know that, and I'm happy to ask her that. Honestly, when we ask her staff to come on and we ask, where's Rev? He could tell you how many times we've asked to have her come on and gotten some bogus excuse about she's busy, she can't come on, she won't, sorry. But most of the times they don't respond. But I will say this, that event Tuesday, started at like 8 o'clock in the morning. At 7:45, I walked up to Senator Heitkamp and I said, "We're here doing the show today. Would you come on?" She said, "I got to catch a plane. How long are you thinking?" And I said, "You know, as much as you can spare. 5-10 minutes. Fine, I'll stop by." And she was very cordial and nice and came on and did it. So I don't know. I think she's poorly served by some staff that think somehow if she comes on here, she's going to get some tough question or something. And she has in the past, not from me, from callers. In other words, I try and stay out of the way because I don't want to look to be someone who differs politically than her asking her questions that might be quote unquote gotcha. So I just let you folks ask questions, but they're not comfortable either. And I don't know what the deal is, but I'm hopeful that we can do more of those, because quite honestly, I'd like to have her here. We're not always going to agree, but we're going to treat her with respect, and I would hope you as listeners would do the same, and in this case, you could get an answer to your question, which you deserve, directly from Senator Heitkamp. Why would you be for allowing the sanctuary cities as they exist to continue? What a perfect opportunity to get rid of them. And she'd probably have an answer that, well, I don't like sanctuary cities, but I'm trying to do something else. But you can hear it in her own words, so you're owed that as her constituent, in my mind, Richard.
Yeah, I guess that politics at its best. And as far as the that appropriations bill measurement, where have we heard that before? We're going to block the funding. So I don't have a whole lot of hope for it, but I thought it was worth a question anyhow.
Yeah, no, it's one of the few strategies we have right now. When you have the president in his pen, and the Senate rules as they are, if they can defund some of this stuff, is great. But it's got to, what Senator Heitkamp is participating in is preventing the discomfort for the president to get that stuff. You know, that's what the filibuster does on sanctuary cities. And that's how Harry Reid rolls. But Harry Reid wouldn't get 10 votes in North Dakota. He might get 10. Not 100.
He might get 10.
Not 1,000. Yeah, not 10,000, yeah. I'll tell you that. Anyway, Richard, nice chatting with you. Appreciate it. Let's go up to Minot. Eric's online. What's on your mind, Eric?
Yeah, I would like to start with just an observation about education. You know, as we think about the importance of education for the prosperity of our country, training and educating our future workforce, but also our future citizens who are voting and being the active protagonist in our culture, I find it odd that we have this monolithic approach to education through our public school system as it operates now.
All right, can you hold that thought, Eric? We're up against the break, and I want to know what our monolithic approach to education is in North Dakota, in your view.
Sure.
Because that's what you laid out here. So tell us on the other side of the break. Other calls, welcome to at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Baked Flavor Hotline. Your call, questions, and comments. Welcome Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them. 701-347-2727.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Yes, the parts you need, but also great folks like Jason Nagel, who's down in Aberdeen at their location there. Jason is newer to the team at Heedalls. When I say newer, I think he's only been there 5 years. That's how they roll at Heedalls. See, most of the folks are not 5, but 50 or 40 or 30, a lot of years. And actually, his dad, he does have a connection. His dad is the shop foreman at the Heedalls location in Aberdeen. That's Al Nagel that we've talked about before as well. So there's a family connection. And he was telling me actually about his dad's 65 Chevelle. See, his first car wasn't all that cool. It was a 86 Celebrity. So what wasn't that great, but
hard to make cool. Yeah.
Those are hard to make cool, Todd. You're exactly right. How do you make a Celebrity cool? I do admit when they first came out, you know, kind of was that boxy time. It was like, didn't last long.
Yeah, I mean, it was the common look, but it's not the cool look.
No, it's kind of the rental.
Which is why Chevrolet would be glad to get you a Corvette or something.
but his dad did have the 65 Chevelle and the 69 Plymouth GTX, and so he was brought up around cars. So he liked that a lot, but the Chevy Celebrity, actually, it was his mom's car. And his folks said, go get a job, we'll give you the car, but you pay for gas. They paid for the insurance, he thought, I can handle that, got him around. He said it had more rust than paint on it, though, actually. But it did get him from point A to B. He was 15, Todd. He was 15.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah. That's the kind of car you start with at 15. You master that, and then you graduate.
But his dad's been with Heedalls for 38 years, and he's 34. So Heedalls has been part of the family for a whole lot of years. Isn't that cool? I mean, counter-professional, Jason Nagel, down there at Aberdeen. ASE certified in parts, ASE certified parts specialist as well. And he's taking a number of the other ASE tests as well, as many of the Heedalls professionals are. All right, stop and see him. Any of their North Dakota, South Dakota, Aberdeen is where Jason is at. Montana or Minnesota locations, and tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Back to Eric and Minot on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here. Eric, tell me what you think about the education system in North Dakota. What was the term you used again?
Monolithic.
Monolithic, yes. Well, why? Why is it? We lose you, Eric?
That's kind of cutting in and out there.
Manny, I'm going to put him on hold. You see if you can visit with him. We got a text here from a listener yesterday that we didn't completely respond to, but I'm going to dig into this a little bit because whenever somebody sends us a note that is critical, honestly, I probably give that more attention than I would. Somebody says, love the show, you guys are great, whatever, just because we want to make sure we're keeping everybody happy here. And so we texted yesterday, and we had a little fun with it on the air, but because the text, what did the subject line say again that we had some fun with? You guys remember? In the subject line, what was the clip you played, Manny, from...
Oh, you're talking about yesterday?
That coach, yeah. What was the famous line? Get your facts straight. That's what it was.
Yeah, I got your facts straight.
Yeah, I'd have seen your moment there. But anyway, yeah, so the subject line said, get your facts straight. Well, here is the rest of the email. And we dealt with part of this yesterday in the program. But texter said, get your facts straight. Which, you know, look, if you want to put that in the subject line, it'll get you some attention here. But, you know, when you're starting a conversation, probably not the best way to start, right? Because we could argue, well, who's facts or whatever. But anyway, it is what it is. The actual text says, is there a reason you're not giving any coverage to the major oil and saltwater spill in the White Earth area? Also, you need to get your facts straight with what is going on in agriculture. People on the farm are not doing well, and it's insulting to hear you tell us how great the ag industry has it right now. Maybe talk to ag producers instead of equipment dealers for your information. Goes on to say, as far as leadership in our state, our leadership should concentrate more on the next generation who will be living in this state and stop catering to big oil who gives two turds what this state looks like in the future. All right, so there it is, unvarnished in all its glory for you. And that email came from Clark. We were able to deal with one part of that yesterday, and that was get your facts straight regarding the ag thing. And I spent a little time talking about, I don't believe our facts are not straight. I was telling a particular anecdotal example of an ag dealer saying things are starting to look up, a particular dealer. Now, things aren't great for dealers either. On the other hand, I've talked to producers, you know, as well, that have said, look, great crop, but input costs up, prices down, I'm toast. And not toast in the sense that I'm tipped over, but it's going to be a bad year. I'm going to lose money. But I think this view of the texture is a little overly negative, and there's a lot of negative in here. You know, as far as the spill, are we giving it coverage? Todd, did you cover the oil spill on the news?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was all over the news. I have a news report today, right here. A large oil and brine spill near the White Earth River in North Dakota has been almost completely contained. The well owned by Oasis Petroleum began releasing contents around 11 Saturday night. Couldn't be stopped until crews shut it down around 11 yesterday morning. Oasis officials believe a service pipe likely failed, which caused the 756,000-gallon leak. The North Dakota Department of Health says 99.9% of the contamination stayed on the well pad. Only 0.1% of contamination misted, they call it, off the location, and got into the river and onto 40 acres of vegetated area. Health officials are closely monitoring the White Earth River for any effects. The incident is still under investigation. Okay, so let's get our facts straight on the spill. Big spill, unfortunate. I mean, early reports, my gosh, what's happening? This thing is, you know, spewing and all the rest. But look, the amount of activity that's happening. We have 1.2 million barrels of oil every single day coming out of the ground. Get your mind around that. Go look at a barrel of oil and then line up 1.2 million of them, and that's just one day. This is a juggernaut of a enterprise to have happen every single day. So the vast majority of those 1.2 million barrels every single day get to where they're going. And on occasion, in this case, a 756,000-gallon leak. That's a lot. But it's not a lot in comparison to what comes out of the ground every single day. In the meantime, 99.9% contained at the well pad, meaning easier to clean up. The 0.1%, they're on it. It'll be expensive. It happens. So I think the assertion from the texter is, you're ignoring it. You don't care. We proved that not to be true. It was on the news. Number two, I didn't spend a lot of time opining on it because I didn't know enough about it, and I generally want to know what's going on. Give me the facts. Now, we've got the facts from the North Dakota Department of Health in charge of cleaning this up.
Facts, right?
Yeah.
Show me another industry where 99%+ success happens. Any other industry.
Yeah, and so this isn't about sort of wanting to cheerlead. It's just about I wanted the facts. I wanted my facts straight before I'm talking about it, and the facts here say this is okay. Now, to your point, stop catering to big oil who gives two turds what this state will look like in the future. Clark, I can't tell you how cynical that sounds. I don't know if you meant it that way. But also how at odds with the facts it is.
In his defense, he did follow up, and I did send you that one, too. So I don't know if you saw it or not.
But. Yeah, so I'll share that in a second. But okay. I would just say, just ask yourself, and I don't care, this is the oil industry, so we'll pick on the oil industry. You're in the oil business. You have the job of pulling oil out of the ground and getting it to market. You need people to do that. They've got to live somewhere. You've got to pay them. They then buy things. To suggest that you only care about the oil and you don't care about the place where your people are going to live or the environment around, it's just crazy. What do you think Oasis Petroleum is more interested in getting oil out of the ground than they are, you know, spill here and there, no big deal? Of course not. This will cost them a lot of money. Why would they want the oil spilled?
Not to mention any liability factor. No company wants to set itself up for a bunch of liability lawsuits.
So just ask yourself a little bit about that. I covered the ag stuff yesterday. My point was only this, that, yeah, are there some tough times in agriculture right now? Absolutely. Look at prices. Look at input costs. I get that. But in the span of history of North Dakota, when the very first plow was put in the ground till now, have there been tough times? Absolutely. Have people always survived them? No. But more often than not, do you find a way? You do. And so I have great belief in the ag producers of this country, of this state. I have great belief in the oil producers. And there will be good times and there will be bad times. And the key is character, resiliency, tenacity, and just keep at it. And that's what I'm going to choose to cover. Not this, man alive, I couldn't go through life like that. Just thinking things are that horrible. So, the texter then later in the day said, I appreciate you guys taking text messages from listeners. I'm sorry my text came across the way it did. I was able to listen to the next few segments after my text. I'm just wondering why you felt the need to make fun of the fact that I requested you check into the facts. I didn't mean to strike a nerve. It'd be nice if you had someone on like Pat Arts from the State Bank of Botno. He's someone that could explain to you how the ag industry in North Dakota works and why people like me could get upset when you tell us it's turning around because of what a major ag equipment dealer told you over breakfast. Thanks for your time. Well, it wasn't over breakfast. It was over lunch, and it was simply a snapshot in time that, you know, this looks to be coming back. The point is, that's one person's opinion, and that's all that is. Okay? And I've heard plenty of folks say the negative side. I know Pat Arts. Happy to call him and visit with him with what you're talking about, Clark. All I'm saying is, I like your chances. If you roll up your sleeve and worry less about, you know, oh, how horrible it is, and more about, what are we going to do to fix this? All right? It's not fun. I understand that. There are a lot of loans being rewritten right now. There's a lot of head scratching going on. We want the prices to come back. We want the input costs to come down. But, okay, another texter. You ever try to get Trump on the show? We've had Donald Trump on the program, but it was before we were on K-Fire and in its current form of What's on Your Mind. But I have interviewed Donald Trump before. And have recently tweeted him as well to suggest that he come on with us to talk a little bit about energy policy and the energy renaissance. And the folks from the North Dakota Oil Can tweet and Facebook account retweeted that. So we're working on it. Happy to do it.
Yeah, don't do what the guy in Atlanta did and play the old one and call it new.
Oh, is that right? I didn't hear
about
that.
Yeah, he took an old interview that he had done.
Well, if you do that, you just say
played
it's an old
being
interview.
New.
Yeah, you tell people, hey, it's
right,
an old
right.
Yeah.
But yeah, play the old interview. Hey, one time I got to interview him. Here it is. But he presented it as being new. Yeah, he got fired for it.
Interesting thing. We'll dig it out of the archives because I spent part of the interview talking energy with him and also encouraging him to come here. And he said at the end of it, I'll do that. Now, he didn't say by when, but I think we could use that
there you go. Here, so we'll yeah, time to play that card, huh?
Quick break. Back with more on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza, 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. Two $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their Hot Stuff Pizza, 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The great Italian Matt Repti, Revate, as we call him around here, our producer for What's on Your Mind, found this interview from March 6, 2012 of Donald Trump and I and the invite. So I said, you got to come out here. And here's a little bit of a clip of the interview. You're a great entrepreneur, by the way, so we'd love to invite you to come on out and take a look at all the opportunities here, because it's the Wild West. We need more of everything. And I'd love to host you sometime to meet some other folks out here and take a look at some of these opportunities. Maybe there's a Trump Tower in our future, you know?
Well, it's amazing what's going on out there. It just shows when you release that kind of talent and that kind of everything, and you have it right under your feet, and you're lucky in that way. But, I mean, it's amazing what can happen. And that's a great example. And I was watching one of the business shows last night, and they were showing the boom in North Dakota, and I think it's fantastic.
Will you come out and see it?
I would. And, you know, honestly, I told somebody the other day, they're up in a certain state that's doing very poorly. Frankly, with the kind of leadership that state has, they'll never do well. And I say, why don't you move to North Dakota? I actually told them that.
I love it. Isn't that great? So, you know, he did promise, and if he's a man of his word, then he'll come out here. The only thing I didn't say is by when. Like, can you tell me when, Don? You know, come on. I'm glad you're coming, but when will you be here? So, anyway, maybe I'll play some more of that. We'll have some fun with it. Whenever anybody on the national stage is talking about North Dakota, I love it. Absolutely love it. I asked my friend and partner, Steve Hallstrom, to come in here and talk a little bit about the Carson Wentz story today, because I'm just heartbroken over this. Just for the young man, you know, just for, you know, it's just not what he wrote on a, you know, on a piece of paper for his goals for, you know, this season. As senior and all that attention on him coming in and defending national champs and everything else. Steve Hallstrom is here to chat about this. Hello, sir.
Hey, Scotty.
How are you?
Well.
So you've been covering the Bison for decades. And
well, you make me sound old when you say it that way.
Well,
yeah, really? No kidding. What are you, 90?
Let's be honest. But first of all, from you know the standpoint of Carson Wentz's career, is this a tough deal?
It's a tough deal, no question about it. Predominantly because he was 4-2 as a starter. If you're an NFL team looking at a guy from the FCS level, the old 1AA, which we used to call it, you want that guy to be running the table. You know, we went 14-0, won the national championship, threw for 5,000 yards, because you're going to have to overcome that stigma of being an FCS quarterback, not having played for Alabama or Michigan. So his record to this point this year hasn't been very good. Now, what could help him is, if this is a 6 to 8 week injury, you do the math on it, there are 5 games left in NDSU season, so he could theoretically come back if the Bison make the playoffs and could have a chance to show something on tape and have some good performances in the playoffs. But no doubt, Scott, it's a big setback for his NFL hopes.
By the way, we have some people on the staff here who have the ability to communicate with me off the air. Some of them are diehard Bison fans, and one of them, our operations manager, Dustin Moore, just sent a note. Seriously? Heartbroken? I'm sure you're losing sleep over Wentz. Now, here's the deal.
Ditto.
I am not a you know, diehard Bison fan. I've
heard that about you.
I root for the Bison in the sense that they represent a lot of what's great about North Dakota.
Yes.
And I have a lot of friends and clients that are Bison fans. And so, we respect that and what they've done. I'm 18 years UND, green and white, bleed it, okay? But I say that and I'm honest.
We all have our faults, Scott. That's okay.
But you know what?
Heartbroken, you drama queen. Come on.
Well, maybe that's the wrong word, but I'm heartbroken for him.
Yeah.
I am.
Well, of course.
He's a nice
you
kid.
You got to feel for him.
Yeah, he's a
you
nice kid and had this great, you know, story playing out in a really neat way to the point where being talked about as a first-round draft pick.
Yep.
You know, so I am honestly heartbroken for him, all right? And I actually like Chris Kleiman a lot and am rooting for him as well. These are good folks. So anyway, yeah, I tell you, these folks, they need to, you know, lighten up a little bit here. They're just so vicious about it.
This is news to you that fans get passionate about these things?
Gosh. I can be heartbroken over Carson Wentz and the challenges it presents to the team. Now, back to that. So what does this mean for Chris Kleiman and the Bison in this drive for five?
Well, he's turning to a redshirt freshman quarterback, a highly recruited quarterback out of Omaha. His name is Easton Stick. He's played limited snaps. And by the way, Chris Kleiman is thankful for every snap he got Easton Stick along the way here. So he's not coming in with absolutely no experience, but not much. And he's never taken a team, obviously, at the college level through a stretch drive. The good news, if there is some here, is that this is, quote-unquote, the soft spot or the soft part of NDSU's football schedule. There are 5 games left to go, and they've played Northern Iowa. They played South Dakota State. Now, we thought that South Dakota last week should have been a quote-unquote easy win. It didn't work out that way, so that's just on paper. But my thought is that this is probably going to be a kick in the rear for everybody else on that team who maybe hadn't been playing well, saying, we've got to raise our game up here to kind of help out this young guy who's in there at quarterback now. We have to do a little bit more. Sometimes adversity can kick a team into gear when they've been in a little bit of a slump, and I think that might happen with this NDSU team.
All right, good assessment. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
There's a story to be written yet.
I believe there is.
And it could be one of overcoming adversity. By golly, all right. I'll take the glass half full. Thank you, sir. Steve Hallstrom, who covers the Bison for us here on the Flag Family What's On Your Mind radio network. Okay, so let's see here. I want to get one more quick call in here from the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline on a topic from earlier.
Good morning, guys.
Built, looming
people
over
can't comprehend what a...
Something yeah, about one.
Not right. Yeah, I just want one thing. Do you? Yeah. I just want to hear about one.
Yeah, you want me to? You want me
people
to do that?
One more time. I think I got it. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Most people can't comprehend what a barrel of oil is. But maybe use this prop: a truck. A truckload of oil is like anywhere from 10 to 8,000 gallons. So they can convert that well, there's 8 truckloads laying there, you know? So, yeah, people, they, well, never mind. Have a good day.
I think that's from the, if you have nothing good to say about someone, don't say it. Good call. More
love
coming up.
It.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.